Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System, a South Texas community partner for generations. Christus Spahn is proud to be a part of your life, caring for families and providing quality medical care to all. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, the Dr. and Mrs. Hugh A. Kennedy Foundation, and the Koch Foundation, supporting the Catholic Church and its ministries across South Texas.
Live from Corpus Christi, Texas, welcome to the Cathedral Sunday Mass, where the gospel is proclaimed and our spirit refreshed by the real presence of the living God. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The Lord be with you. Good morning to all of you. Welcome to the Corpus Christi Cathedral. It is wonderful to enter this wonderful second Sunday of Advent, where we are reminded of God's love for us all, having experienced a wonderful week of hope. And my dear family, we are called to rejoice in the fact that He gives us this time to prepare the way for His glorious coming, as we continue to prepare for the celebration of His birth. For all of you visiting us here in the cathedral, welcome to your home away from home, and thank you for your presence here. And for all of you joining us via television, radio, internet, and social media, thank you for joining us and letting us come into your homes. And to those of you who are in the hospital, realize how much we pray for you as well. In a special way, we want to extend our prayers to the Quintanilla family, Tomasita's family, who was laid to rest yesterday, to her son, Deacon Quintanilla, to her daughter, Nanette Quintanilla Hatch. We pray for you, and we know the passing of your mother creates a very sorrowful moment for you and those that are so dear to her. And so we pray for you this day. Also to the Gonzalez family, the family of Jose Rolando Gonzalez, Role passing away this last week due to complications to the COVID virus. We pray for all of you, his beloved wife, Denise, his children, his mom and sisters, and extended family. Realize how we carry you in our prayers this day as we carry all those who are suffering and mourning the loss and the passing of their loved ones. Also, to the community of Veterans Memorial High School, Role being your assistant principal was and is always a wonderful presence down your hallways as he served with those that serve our students there. Realize that here in the cathedral, we always have the love in our hearts for all of you, and we will continue to pray for all of you in the days, weeks, months, and years that lie ahead. Preparing ourselves in the way that we are meant to live, we are called to acknowledge our sins for the times that we have failed to share God's love with one another. And knowing that God is love, he bestows upon us his mercy when we seek it for ourselves. And so we do so, saying, I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do. Through my most grievous fault. And therefore I ask Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and to you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Almighty and merciful God, may no earthly undertaking hinder those who set out in haste to meet your Son, but may our learning of heavenly wisdom gain us admittance to his company, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Comfort. Give comfort to my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and proclaim to her that her service is at end. Her guilt is expiated. Indeed, she has received from the hand of the Lord double for all her sins. A voice cries out, in the desert, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the wasteland a highway for our God. Every valley shall be filled in. Every mountain and hill shall be made low. The rugged land shall be made a plain. The rough country a broad valley. And then the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, for all people shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. Go up onto a high mountain, Zion, herald of glad tidings. Cry out at the top of your voice, Jerusalem, herald of good news. Fear not to cry out and say to the cities of Judah, here is your God. Here comes with power the Lord God, who rules by his strong arm. Here is his reward with him, his recompense before him. Like a shepherd, he feeds his flock. In his arms he gathers the lambs, carrying them in his bosom, and leading the ewes with care. The word of the Lord. reading from the second letter of St. Peter. Do not ignore this one fact, beloved, that with the Lord one day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years like one day. The Lord does not delay his promise, as some regard delay, but he is patient with you, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief, and then the heavens will pass away with a mighty roar, and the elements will be dissolved by fire, and the earth and everything done on it will be found out. Since everything is to be dissolved in this way, what sort of persons ought you to be, conducting yourselves in holiness and devotion, waiting for and hastening the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be dissolved in flames and the elements melted by fire? But according to this promise, we await new heavens and a new earth, in which righteousness dwells. Therefore, beloved, since you await these things, be eager to be found without spot or blemish before him, at peace. The word of the Lord.
From the Holy Gospel according to Mark. The beginning of the Gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. As it is written in Isaiah the prophet, "Behold, I am sending my messenger ahead of you. He will prepare your way. A voice of one crying out in the desert, 'Prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths.'" John the Baptist appeared in the desert proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. People of the whole Judean countryside and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem were going out to him and were being baptized by him in the Jordan River as they acknowledged their sins. John was clothed in camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist. He fed on locusts and wild honey. And this is what he proclaimed: "One mightier than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop and loosen the thongs of his sandals. I have baptized you with water. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." The Gospel of the Lord.
as we enter the second Sunday and week of Advent, we must ask ourselves, where are we in our faith? Let's see. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. And your response is? In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. You don't sound convinced. The Gospel of the Lord. The Gospel of the Lord. Now let's say it like we actually mean it. The Gospel of the Lord. Family, we have to really, really, when we hear the Gospel of the Lord, praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ, with conviction and absoluteness. Because if not, then what is there to praise Him for? If it's not for the Gospel. The Gospel is the only thing that promises you and me that Emmanuel, God with us, is true. My dear family, if not for the Gospel that announces that someone greater than I, says John the Baptist, is coming, the one that I'm not even worth to bend over and unfasten his sandals. If it's not for the Gospel that announces, as John says to you and me, I baptize you with water, he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ, must come from the depths of our hearts so that we can be a people of hope that the first candle of Advent reminds you and me of, and the first week that we worked on, and enter this second week of love. You know, last weekend I experienced a little thing that perhaps shook my hope. Getting done with celebrating the great joy, and then quickly being tested to lose that hope. And I'm sure that happens to everyone. But my dear family, when you recall the beauty of the Gospel of the Lord, when you recall in whose name you are baptized in, the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, that gives you every reason from the depths of your heart to yes, let everyone know, amen, for that's what I believe in. And realizing that in that name, you have been offered everything. You have every reason to never hesitate, never be weary, never in any which way doubt who Jesus is, Emmanuel, God with us. For family, our dearest family, He always sees you for who you are. Always. And rejoices when He looks at you, thinks of you, quickly says, amen, for He believes in you. For He created you and me in His own image and likeness. And every time He reflects upon what He wrote by His own life for you and me out of love. Yes, He says, praise to you, Father and Holy Spirit, for together we have made all things possible for them. But we can't walk in this very dark world where everything is uncertain, especially in today's age. As people who don't have that hope, burning, not barely on. We can't walk around like people who barely have that love or even question that love. Though there's a lot out there that wants to tempt us to question, does God love us? My dear family, you know there is nothing but love that God has for us, for you. But we cannot allow what this world puts us through to take that from us. And we, my dear family, cannot in any which way let the world make us think something that contradicts what God's love truly is. I won't. And how I pray you will also not allow anything of this world to take from you what he wants you to always be prepared for. Yes, the Lord is coming in his glorious coming. And yes, he's offering that glory to you and me. So how do we see God's love so beautifully illustrated? Well, one example I can easily give you is our physicians and nurses who are working tirelessly this present day to not only be the physical healing hands to the best of their ability, but at the same time, try to be a brother and a sister for our brothers and sisters who are in those hospitals who cannot have their brothers and sisters there. How beautiful they are trying to be that presence. And how much they really do their very best to make that room as much of a home as possible. And the only way that is possible is with love. For a home without love is not a home. What is it? I don't know. Can you imagine your home without love? If you can, then what is it? For a home filled with this love, filled with this hope, leads to one being able to have some peace, which is also the beauty of this season of Advent. And in that peace, rejoice, for they feel very much what you are always meant to experience. Love, peace, and hope. It's what you are meant to receive. It is what you are meant to give. It is meant to be there for you when you arrive. It is meant for you to share when you do. My dear family, yes, this is a season of preparation. So prepare your hearts as I prepare mine, even better with this hope, with this love, with this peace, so that when those uncertainties do try to tempt us, though we may be shaken, we will still stand firm on what makes us say, "Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ, for your gospel is in my heart and in my life." Amen to you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, for you've created me in your own image and likeness, and because you have, all things are possible. And one thing is for certain, as much as we celebrate the birth of our Lord into this world, so that he may accompany us through this journey, realize we also celebrate and await his glorious coming because of that birth. For his glorious coming reminds you and me that our lives will never end, but they will change into that abundance of peace and the abundance of love. There will be no more uncertainty. There will simply be the fullness of what we still long for, which is heaven. And my dear family, what we can do with this hope and love, peace and joy, is give each other a taste of heaven here in this world with all of its uncertainty. How? When you are open to that love and open to sharing it with those God has given you. May you see that. May you experience that. May you live that, so that your lives will always radiate lives of faith and lives of beautiful, love-filled joy. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, in all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one Lord. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. My dear family, with great faith in our Father's love, let us ask that he hear the needs we now present.
For the church, that we may make straight the Lord's paths, allowing his presence to permeate our lives and the lives of people around the world, especially those desperate for comfort and hope. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For world leaders, that they may listen to the voices crying out in the desert, the voices of those who hunger and thirst for sustenance, justice, and peace. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those battling to escape wastelands of addiction, despair, or depression, that they may know God's comfort and forgiveness, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That during this season of holy expectations, we may prepare our hearts to receive Christ now, at Christmas and at any time, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Special prayer that God may extend his healing hand upon those who continue to be affected by the coronavirus and bless those who minister to them. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the intentions of this Mass, for the eternal repose of the souls of Tomasita Quintanilla, Julio R. Gomez, Joe Cueva, Frank Gaddisa Jr., and for the special intentions of Douglas Harley, Christian Faith Lopez, Teresa Marie Lopez, Elaine Gomez, Mary Lou Valdez, Joe and Terry Green, and for Father Pete Elizardo, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And now, my dear friends, for all of those prayers that we hold in the silence of our own hearts. For all of these, our personal needs, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. Let us also pray for the repose of the soul of Rolando Gonzalez and all those who have passed from complications of the COVID-19 virus, that they may now be welcomed into God's heavenly kingdom. We pray to the Lord. Father, with great confidence in your love for us, we ask that you accept these needs we present. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Thank you. Pray, brethren, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. May the Lord accept the sacrifice at our hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good, good of all his holy church. Be pleased, O Lord, with our humble prayers and offerings, and since we have no merits to plead our cause, come, we pray, to our rescue with the protection of your mercy through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks. Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For he assumed at his first coming the lowliness of human flesh, and so fulfilled the design you formed long ago, and opened for us the way to eternal salvation, that when he comes again in glory and majesty, and all is at last made manifest, we who watch for that day may inherit the great promise in which now we dare to hope. And so with all the angels and saints, we sing the hymn of your glory as without end we acclaim. Indeed, holy, O Lord, the font of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, once more giving thanks, gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation. Giving thanks, you've held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world. Bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis our Pope, Michael our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember all our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, Blessed Joseph, her spouse, your blessed apostles, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, may we merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Let us together stand, my dear family, and with faith and hope we all dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church. Graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Peace of the Lord be with you always.
Let us turn and offer each other a form of peace.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter into my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. For spiritual communion, for those of you at home, I ask that if I have three extraordinary ministers in the cathedral, to please come forward to assist with the distribution of communion. Three extraordinary ministers. For those of you at home, in the hospital or nursing homes, let us together join in the prayer for spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most holy sacrament of the altar. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot at this moment receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as if you were already there, and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen. Let us pray. Replenished by the food of spiritual nourishment, we humbly beseech you, O Lord, that through our partaking in this mystery, you may teach us to judge wisely the things of earth and hold firm to the things of heaven. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. A reminder that Tuesday is the holy day of obligation, the solemnity of the Immaculate Conception. Except one correction, and that is that there is no vigil mass here at the cathedral tomorrow night. The vigil mass is at Sacred Heart down the street, okay? Masses are only here the day of, and that is 7 a.m. and 12:05 p.m. here at the cathedral. The vigil is at Sacred Heart on Monday at 6 p.m., and the evening mass the day of is at Sacred Heart at 6 p.m. So we only have the day masses here, 7 a.m. and 12:05, and the others are over at Sacred Heart down the street. So please let us make every effort to join, either via television, social media, or make our way there. Please let us make every effort there. And praying you have a wonderful, blessed week and second week of Advent. You know, Christmas is knocking on our door, so let's get our hearts ready, okay? Our hearts ready. I know there's a lot that's trying to keep us from being happy. My dear family, let us just rejoice in who Jesus is, and he will truly bring us a reason to rejoice in his birth as well and his glorious coming. So praying for all of you. The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Thanks be to God. Have a very blessed second Sunday of Advent. Sorry, I jumped the gun there. Advent, still preparing. May you wish each other now a very happy Sunday from a distance before we leave.
Hello, I'm Father Pete Alisadro, Rector of the Corpus Christi Cathedral. And on behalf of Bishop Mulvey and the Cathedral family, we want to thank you for joining us for the celebration of the Holy Eucharist. May God continue to bless you and all of your loved ones with his love, peace, and joy. And may you always know how we carry you always in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you and keep you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by the generosity of Christus Spahn Health System, a part of your life, providing advanced quality care and vital services close to home and dedicated to keeping South Texas healthy and strong. More information is available at christusspahn.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of this broadcast. If you have been blessed by our efforts and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.